Thank you. Good morning and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. This morning we'd like to look in the book of Matthew chapter 16, read verse 13 through verse 20, and discuss the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. And the subject is the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to take this opportunity this morning, before we begin the message, to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We have classes for every age, and we invite you to come and bring your Bibles and study the Word of God with us. Our morning worship begins at 11 o'clock this morning. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday evening Bible study begins at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that I preach over this radio station, or things that we believe, or if you just have a Bible question, I'll be glad to help you answer any of those that I can. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. All right, this morning let's look in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, as we think on the subject, the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This passage before us, Matthew 16, verse 13 through 20, reads thus. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. In this scripture, there are at least three things that we need to understand. Number one, we must know who Jesus is. Number two, we must know what the church is. And number three, we must know why Jesus told his disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ. Now, I doubt that we'll be able to answer all three of these questions this morning, but we're going to give a start. And so you listen to what this Bible is telling us about who Jesus is and what the church is and why Jesus didn't want his disciples to tell folks that he was the Christ. First of all, we notice this, and it's evident in this passage, because Jesus Christ asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So there's a lot of confusion about who Jesus is. There is today. And in the days in which Jesus lived, there was a lot of confusion then also. We find that the disciples understood about this confusion, and Jesus asked them to tell him. And so they said, that's in verse 14, "Some say that you're John the Baptist." Well, you know, Herod had beheaded John the Baptist, and so some said that Jesus was John the Baptist. And then there were others that said that Jesus was Elias, that is, that Jesus was Elijah arisen from the dead. And the others said, no, it's not John the Baptist, and it's not Elijah, but rather it's Jeremiah that has risen from the dead and come back to us again. And then there were other folks that didn't even agree on those three. And there was other folks that said, no, he's some more of the prophets. And so there was a lot of confusion about who Jesus was. But there wasn't any need in it. Let me read you this. Jesus told folks very plainly who he was. Notice in the book of John chapter 10, and here's a time when some religious Jews come to Jesus, and they say unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Well, in verse 25, Jesus answered and said. Now notice what Jesus said. And the Jews are saying, well, if you are the Christ, why don't you just tell us plainly? And Jesus said, I told you, and you believe not. Wow. I mean, was there any need for confusion about who Jesus was? Well, no. Because Jesus said, I told you already. And then Jesus went on in John chapter 10 and verse 25. He said, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Well, now those are good words that Jesus spoke concerning himself. He said he was the Christ, that he was related to his Father. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, the works that I do are from my Father. He said, the only reason you can't hear me is because you're not of the Father. You're not of the sheep. And you don't have everlasting life, and you're not going to listen. You know, the fact is today is the same thing as it was in that day. Those people that are not of the Father, those people that are not of the sheep, those people that do not want to listen, they're not going to hear. And that's what happened in that day. The Bible said in verse 31 of John chapter 10 that folks got mad about it. You know, there's one thing for sure. That people get upset about religion, don't they? I mean, they do all the time, and a lot of evil things have been done in the name of religion. And then we find here in verse 31 of John 10 that the Jews took up stones again to stone him. So they'd already tried it before, and now they're going to try to kill Jesus again. And so Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? And the Jews answered and said, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Now, so they heard the message, didn't they? They heard the message that Jesus was the Christ. They heard the message that Jesus was of God. But they didn't like it, and they wasn't going to listen to it. And so what did they do? Instead of just realizing and recognizing that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, instead of doing all of that, they tried to kill him. Then they tried to say, no, it's not the Son of God, but rather, Jesus is John the Baptist risen from the dead, or Jesus is Elijah risen from the dead, or Jesus is Jeremiah, or some other of the prophets that's risen from the dead. So a lot of confusion about who Jesus was. But you know, it's senseless, isn't it? You know, Jesus Christ does not want us to be in confusion about who he is. He wants us to understand plainly who he is. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 15, he said unto his disciples, but whom say ye that I am? You know, I think it's really, really important that the disciples of Jesus are really clear on who Jesus is. In verse 16 of Matthew chapter 16, Simon Peter answered and said, and here Simon answers for the group. He does not answer just for himself, but he answers for the group. And Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Isn't that a marvelous thing? Now, the word Christ here is that Jesus is the anointed one of God. That Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one that is looked for. The word Messiah translates into the fact that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the anointed cherub of God. He is the one that God has ordained to come into the world. He is the one. The Jews were looking for a Messiah, but a different kind of Messiah. The Jews were looking for one who would take them as a nation and make them a world power and take them out from under the dominion of the Roman government or any other government, that they would set the nation of Israel up as a world power. And so Jesus, when he heard what Simon Peter said, and he said, when Simon said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus answered and said unto him, and oh, listen what a truth this is, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." It is a blessed thing to know who Jesus is. It is a blessed thing to know that Jesus is more than a man. But listen, folks. In the book of John chapter 10, when Jesus Christ told the people that asked him, "Tell us plainly who you are," when Jesus told them who he was, and they understood that he was the Son of God, that made them mad. But you know, I hope it doesn't make you mad to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that it is a blessing to you. And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Jesus called Peter Simon Barjona. The word Simon means one of Jacob's sons, and the word Barjona means son of Jonah. And so Jesus is saying, "Blessed art thou, thou son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." How can we really know who Jesus is? Well, that's by revelation. You'll notice here that Jesus said that it has not been revealed unto thee by flesh and blood. So salvation does not come by understanding. Salvation does not come simply by somebody telling you or some kind of understanding. Salvation does not come by education, but salvation comes by revelation. It is a revelation from God to the individual person. God reveals that Jesus is the only begotten Son. That we're not talking about a head knowledge, but a heart knowledge. We're not talking about a natural knowledge, but a spiritual knowledge. Well, it is important for us to know who Jesus is. Next Sunday morning, Lord willing, we're going to start on the second subject, that is that we must know who the church is. So listen in as we discuss the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ next Sunday morning. Thank you now for listening.